Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is our favorite things.
Huzzah!
Once again with your huzzahs. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. How are you doing, Rob? We got a special guest today, don't we?
We got a really special guest with us today. This is the first time we've ever brought a guest on.
It is.
Isn't this exciting?
Well, yeah.
He's adorable.
He's handsome.
God, the girls.
Good thing we don't have a vlog.
You.
I mean, shoot.
We did some research, and boy, do those girls love you.
Woo. You're telling me.
We should say who's here.
Yes.
It's Nathan Lane.
It is Nathan Lane. Hey, everyone.
We have the incredible effervescent Tyler Mount with us today.
I am here.
Huzzah.
We are so happy to have you, Tyler.
I'm so excited to be here.
First of all, your blog is amazing.
Thank you.
Would you tell our listeners exactly what your blog is so they can find it?
So I accidentally, and that's the key word here, accidentally started the Tyler Mount blog, which is now Broadway's best place to cuddle, giggle, and gossip with Broadway's biggest stars. I do two episodes a week where I
cuddle.
I'm not kidding. I literally make a living cuddling, giggling, dancing, and drinking margaritas with some of Broadway's biggest stars on my couch in my living room.
And stripping, too, sometimes.
Yes, Matt Doyle came over and we took off all of our clothes together.
Yeah, I
thought he meant John Doyle.
No, very different. I asked, he declined.
I'm sorry. So you and Matt Doyle, you stripped.
Yes.
Okay, and so this can be found on?
TylerMountVlog.com every Monday and Thursday at noon.
Vlog, not vlog. Blog,
it's technically, it's a video blog, so you're not wrong, but it's technically a vlog with a
yes.
V.
So and folks, vlog.
Vlog.
V-L-O-G. V-L-O-G.
On YouTube, right?
On YouTube, TylerMountVlog.com.
And you have, oh, okay, great. I was just going to say, do you have a website as well? But there we go.
TylerMount.com.
It's TylerMount.com. It actually is like kind of tricky. TylerMountVlog.com just takes you to my YouTube page, so.
Right.
Now you know.
Yeah.
How did you get started doing this? Where did this even come from?
It was, I love telling this story because I'm not kidding. It was a complete and utter accident. One of my best friends was coming into the city. She didn't live here at the time. And one morning I woke up and I was like, I want to start a vlog. I want to record myself. I'm not kidding. I literally was like, I want to record myself and I assume people might want to watch it. And like, I'm clearly like delusional because like who really wants to watch me in my living room, right? So my friend flies in from the city the night before. I literally Amazon primed the worst ghettoist camera that Amazon could
nice,
not buy.
Nice.
And then one light box. And she came into the city and we set it up. I'm not kidding, on top of a chair, on top of a humidifier box, because I didn't have a tripod, because I didn't want to pay for that.
Truth.
Preach. And we recorded an episode. We weren't going to edit it because it was terrible and awful, and we just did awful things.
Right.
And then she was like, oh, let's actually edit it. So we edited it, and we're the only ones who think we're funny. So we were like, this is really, really funny. And we were like, we're not going to put it anywhere. Then she was like, let's put it on YouTube. So we put it on YouTube. We got 500 hits that night. That night. People were like, oh my gosh, all of our friends were like sharing, and they're like, this is hysterical. Will you do another one? So I started doing it every week with just my friends. So like, if I knew you, you could come on my vlog, and we would just hang out.
Talk and cuddle. And
yeah, literally.
What was the first one about?
I rest my case. I still, to this day, do not know. She came over and I, like, you should watch the episode. She literally talks about how, like, she had Indian food on the plane. And then we play a little game because we thought that would be fun. And she talks about how she has gas. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, this is literally
just two friends talking and the camera's rolling.
Exactly. How boring. Like, it's...
No.
No, but really, it was awful. So I did that for like, I did that for a long time. And at the time I was at that point in my life, I was doing Gloria Estefan's On Your Feet.
Right.
And this was before we did the show in Chicago, right? So when we went to Chicago with the show, I like just stopped doing it with my friends. And then whenever I got back, I started doing it again. I had like two episodes with friends.
Yeah.
And then Anna Villafañe, who stars in the show, yeah, asked Gloria, was like, can I come to the show? And I was like, sure. So she came over. Katie Huffman, Tony Award winner, oh, yeah, Katie, yeah, Huffman, and I had worked together. And she was like, can I come to your show? And I was like, sure. And then I was doing a concert with Gloria at the Minskoff. She was doing a big benefit concert. Yeah. And I was stage managing it for her. And I walked in right before Places. And I said, Gloria, are you ready for me to call Places? And she looks at me and she goes, I hear you have a vlog. Can I come on it? And I was like, yes, you can. Places, please.
Wow.
So literally, so she's not kidding. The next week, her people followed up and she came over with an entourage and sat on my couch and drank an entire bottle of wine.
I love that.
And for that episode, if you look at the difference between Gloria's episode and the episode before, I like actually went out and bought a real DSLR camera. I have real, yep, like I have like real recording. Damn. We record audio separately.
Yeah, yeah.
I have like legit studio lighting now.
Oh my gosh.
And then after Gloria, the rest is history.
Wow. That really was that hit a mark.
20,000 views a week.
Oh man.
My gosh.
Just because I was doing something that no one had really ever done, like non-traditional Broadway social media, like Gloria and I playing Truth or Dare and me making her kiss me on the couch. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the rest is history. And now it is kind of what it is today.
Amazing.
That's so incredible.
Congratulations.
Who's like your ultimate guest? Who do you really want
to
see?
Oh, who do I really want?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess my entire platform is I'm unapologetically who I am. I love theater and I love Broadway. And so many people relate to me because of that.
Right.
So I am unapologetically a Broadway fangirl, right? First and foremost.
Yeah. I guess we agree with you on
I guess
that
that's fair.
Yeah, us too.
I'm clearly, because I have taste, obsessed with Cynthia Erivo. I'm obsessed
with her. How can you not be?
Right?
Like,
so,
my gosh.
I'm obsessed. Obsessed. Yeah. And I met her at the Drama Leagues when I was playing Truth or Dare on the red carpet. And I don't know if you saw the clip, but I literally am singing with her, singing I'm Here from The Color Purple on the red carpet. You have to watch it because Cynthia and I singing I'm Here from The Color Purple on the red carpet while celebrities are standing behind us staring at us is one of the greatest moments of my life. And then I went to the Tonys this year, and then after the Tonys at the gala, I don't know how we pronounce it before going to the Tonys. I was walking out right when she was walking in, and she had her Tony in her hand. And can I tell you, she's the sweetest woman on earth. She's literally like, oh, Tyler, good to see you, and kissed me. And I nearly died at the Tony Awards. Then Facebook invites me to march with them at Pride, yeah, right? I show up to Pride. Who is there other than Cynthia Erivo in a Facebook shirt? She hugs me and she goes, can I have that gay pride flag, please? And I said, you can have whatever you like.
Yeah,
you're
yours.
Cynthia Erivo.
Sure.
So we're getting, when I say we are getting Cynthia, I mean like I have decided she's coming. She doesn't know
put
yet.
Put it out there.
But Cynthia Erivo, I want Audra. Like who doesn't
hello
want Audra?
Yeah,
I asked Audra to have the first interview with her child. She didn't respond, but I think it's just because, you know, she had to forward it to her publicist, et cetera.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair. So Audra and Cynthia are my answers.
I like that.
That's so cool.
I'll tune in for that.
What musical got you into all of this?
What musical made me go, oh my gosh, yeah, I love Broadway?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I am unapologetically obsessed with Wicked. Seventh grade Tyler has zero shame. Like, a part of me is kind of like like embarrassed that I'm like, I love Wicked a lot. But
don't you be ashamed.
Thank you. I'm like, I remember because I'm an only child. I didn't have clearly any siblings, seeing as I was an only child. And so I would come home every single day from school or theater practice, and I would go into my room, and I'd close the door, and I'd get on my computer, and I'd watch Broadway YouTube videos because I was like, I want to do that one day.
Totally.
And I remember having never seen Wicked, hearing my dad being like, oh, I heard this play is good. We should go see it in Houston. You know what I mean? Like, in true, like, my father has no clue what he's talking about theatrically. So I was like, okay, we'll go see it. And I remember when Elphaba flew, I nearly lost my mind. I literally was like, put me on a plane. I'm moving to New York tonight. And he's like, you're in seventh grade. And I go, I don't care. I'm born to do this. So like, Wicked was definitely that for me. I remember coming home every single day and singing Defying Gravity karaoke track on repeat to the point of my dad banging on the door and being like, stop singing.
Oh my gosh.
It's
that's
Wicked.
Amazing.
That's the one. Yeah. I mean,
and
like,
still.
Literally. Like, I'm obsessed with Next to Normal. I was obsessed with Spring Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Rent, definitely. So like, those are the shows that really like made me be like, Broadway.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
I feel that.
We're so happy you're here.
I'm so excited to be here.
So You know what our show is?
Yes.
Our favorite things.
Yes.
And we talk about things that are a little bit more obscure and
Absolutely.
Off the beaten track. So let's start with you, Tyler.
Okay.
What do you got for our listeners?
I hope I stump you, but I feel like y'all are the least stumpable people
No,
on Earth.
Bring it. We stump each other sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay, my obsessions. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, because it's favorite things, is this like Oprah? Like I get a trip to Australia and a car.
Yes.
Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure that's why I was here.
And so
it's underneath your chair. Yeah.
Do you love bread?
I love bread. Although I'm gluten-free, I can't eat it.
Don't tell that Oprah.
I'm sorry. Oprah. Sorry.
She loves
Oprah
bread.
Oprah is my queen. Like she's in my Twitter. She's in my Twitter profile.
That is
I went to the Tonys because I might have met Oprah. She wasn't there.
Haven't met her yet.
She haven't met her.
Okay.
But I am not starstruck. So like typically like if Audra was right here, I'd be like, hey queen, what's up? But if Oprah walked through that door, you would have to call 911.
Yeah.
I think that Oprah should take over for Bette Midler and Hello Dolly.
I think that's great.
Wouldn't that be a great thing?
Oh,
she could sell tickets.
Right?
She could sell some tickets.
And Gail could be horse fan together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I'm obsessed with that idea.
I think that's a great idea.
Let's do it.
If not here, at the Muni. And
if not
at the
there,
Muni, maybe Millbrook Playhouse.
That's good. Disney right? World. Disney Oprah. Disneyland Tokyo.
She will totally go to Disneyland
I feel
Tokyo.
Like that's on par.
Oh my God, you guys.
Her producers would love that.
Oh my God.
Okay, so my obsession
yes.
is the Ten Commandments musical.
Oh my gosh.
I saw this.
Did you?
You
saw it?
In LA.
Can I tell you?
You go, because my God.
Y'all,
literally.
Good one.
Ten Commandments, the musical.
Really well done.
Nothing about this is appealing
Starring
to me. Adam Lambert.
Yes.
And Val Kilmer.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't really care about Val. All I care is about Adam Lambert. Which is everything against everything I stand for theatrically. I'm not interested in a musical called The Ten Commandments. You know what I mean? Like,
who is? Totally.
It comes on every Easter, right?
Yeah, right.
And like, I don't watch it.
Something happens.
More importantly, the idea of Adam Skrelty rock in a musical about the Ten Commandments isn't appealing to me. Until you listen to it and you go, just kidding, I was wrong. Can I listen to this again? Him skrelting is out of this world. Ten Commandments musical.
Yeah.
And it's on DVD, right?
Yes.
What?
And there's a bootleg on YouTube. And have I watched it? Yes. It is literally called Is Anybody Listening? And he's like,
like, and the answer to that is yes,
yes
Adam.
Yes.
Calm down.
We are listening.
Calm down. He's like, I'm going to modulate up. Is anybody listening? And I'm like, yes.
Oh, my God. Is
literally.
This before his...
No.
It is. It's right after
I think it's
he
right,
was on American Idol.
I think
Idol.
So,
right?
Yes.
It was right after. Because he had... I also, like,
yes.
to be fair, can't write the biography of Adam Lambert. However, I believe that he did Wicked, followed by... American Idol followed by Ten Commandments. I could be wrong.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Because he did Wicked pre.
Wow.
American
he did
Idol.
Do that is true.
Because
yes,
I remember
I knew that for fact.
Whenever he was like really popular, I would YouTube him and I'd be like, "Oh my God, you were Fiero." Oh my gosh,
understood
through life. Yeah.
Wow.
So the Ten Commandments musical.
Yes.
Great. With Val Kilmer.
Yes.
And Lauren Kennedy's in it.
Yes.
And I heard he because I was on tour at that time in LA and my dresser was whatever and. It was a disaster. I mean, like, backstage, I heard it was, like, a crazy disaster with Val Kilmer and stuff. Like,
it's called Ten Commandments, the musical, starring Val Kilmer. Like, what could possibly be successful about
like,
that?
Like, what could go wrong? I mean...
Literally.
No, I was, like, just crazy town. No.
It was something. It was epic.
I just listened
like,
to
really
that one
epic.
Song on repeat.
Oh, you've got to watch the whole thing.
Oh, I have. But
you've seen the whole thing.
I was like, I'm going to listen to Adam Lambert Skrelt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
As Joshua. I'm like... This is the strangest.
So what you're saying is it's really, you don't even have to watch the whole Ten Commandments. It's just really watching Adam Lambert.
It is literally just watching Adam Lambert skrelt to the heavens in Ten Commandments musical.
That's genius. I wonder if he's going to do any more like biblical shows at some point.
I hope so. I'm crossing my fingers.
Right?
Like,
the Book of Job?
Or, that would be good.
Wouldn't that be great with Adam Lambert?
Dark.
Well, that would be kind of dark.
He's versatile.
Passover the musical.
Passover the musical.
That would be good.
Exclamation mark.
Oh, the musical.
The musical.
What I feel like...
Burning Bush.
Oh, Burning...
Just going to be really great.
Burning Bush the musical.
Burning Bush the musical.
I feel like that's good, too.
It's what's also
like,
a film they made
what's
us watch
the very
in
last
grade.
Book of the Bible about, like, the rapture?
That... not everyday rapture.
No, not that's very different.
That's the last. Like,
we're talking
book of the
about
Bible,
Left
Sherry
Behind
Scott.
The musical.
Oh.
Left Behind the musical starring Adam Lambert.
That's a good one.
I feel like that's good.
Well, okay, so this sounds great. So
Adam,
Lambert,
if you're listening, your people can call us, here. And we've got some plans for
we
you
We have some
already.
Plans yeah. for you.
I mean, I think we should prioritize. I think we'll put Adam first, and then we'll work on Oprah's Hello Dolly at the Pepper Pot Playhouse in Forestburg, Pennsylvania.
Totally.
I mean, love that idea. Do they serve dinner there?
Absolutely.
Good, because I was about to be like, I'm not about to go to theater.
No,
they
no,
don't
no,
serve
no,
dinner
no,
as well.
No, no.
My two favorite things, theater and food. I mean, hello.
Come
what more
on.
Could you want? I love dinner theater.
What could you want?
Get it together.
Truly.
So you got Ten Commandments.
Yes.
What do you got?
This is, I've decided to now use, to talk about my favorite musical. It's time. It's
okay.
My favorite musical. It
praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Had long been obscure off-Broadway show until it was on Broadway in 2014. Do you know what it is?
Rent.
Yes, I know, because you've told
in
me before.
Because I know. My favorite musical of all time is Violet. All time. But I loved Violet before, like, Sutton
Violet
Foster.
Violet.
Yeah, like when it was Violet with Lauren Ward and Michael McElroy and Robert Westenberg. It has always been my favorite show. Janine Tesori, who wrote it, guys, you know her because of Fun Home and Shrek and Fairly Modern Millie. But before all of that was Violet. Off-Broadway, Playwrights Horizons, picture it, 1997, I want to say. It ran for like a month.
You're
Brian
sweating.
Darcy James. I know. I get all excited.
When Brian Darcy James was there?
He was in the company.
Oh.
He wasn't even like a part. If you look in the cast album credits, it's like company, and there's like three people, and Brian Darcy James is one of them.
Humbling.
But so this is a story, in case you guys don't know, it's a story of a woman, a girl, who is disfigured, although you don't see the disfiguration. It's left up to the audience's imagination. And she goes on a journey to basically find herself, and along the way, she meets people who are also kind of looking to find themselves. And by the end, everybody finds themselves, and it's really happy and beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's a gorgeous show. I saw
it like four times.
Yes. Not,
it was so good.
Yeah.
I was working with Josh at the time,
uh-huh.
and him singing...
Okay.
I love
Michael McElroy, Let It Sing, but yeah. Josh, it stopped the show, right? I mean, like, everyone's
standing
ovation. It was
ovation.
Like Cynthia Erivo, I'm here. Like,
I was at the invited dress, and they had to stop because people were dying.
Throwing their shoes at him.
Literally.
I mean, it truly, like, is, like, amazing.
They're like, you rock!
go away! You're so amazing! It was incredible.
I'm
obsessed. And it fulfilled my love of that show when I saw the revival, or I call it revival, but the original Broadway.
Right.
I thought, finally, the world is getting to understand why the show is so beautiful and perfect to me.
And it didn't run long enough.
No.
It was so good.
I know!
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And Annie Golden was in the revival too?
Yeah, she was, mm-hmm. Sure.
God, she was good. So do you prefer the original?
Oh, the original, always.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. There's like not even a question or doubt in my mind.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was it about the original that was so...
There's something raw about it, something really pure. They really... The Seymour Red Press, who were trying to get on the show, the orchestrator and the contractor for the band, all the music was like Nashville musicians, and they're all like real authentic, and I just feel like it captures... a rawness to Janine Tesori that we have like in Fun Home and Carolina Change, but Violet's where it all started. And I love it. I don't know. It's just, it feels more pure to
that's
me.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What's Ten Commandments.
Violet. What's yours?
Mine's real contemporary.
I love this.
It was at the Public last year.
Oh,
Hamilton. Have you heard of it?
Have you seen it?
I actually
were you
have
the other person?
I was the other person there.
Oh, I hope
I
it has
I kept it
a
open
life.
For a day.
So good.
It was good. There's rap, which isn't my thing. But
No.
Oh my gosh,
it's
great.
Fine. There's a lot of yelling and stuff.
Tacky.
I'm not a fan.
Okay, so was that the Public last year?
Is that the Public last year?
What?
No. You're one of your favorite composers. Three names. Like, they all have three names.
Oh, First Daughter Suite.
First Daughter Suite. Did you
Michael
see that?
Michael John LaCusa.
I didn't.
No. Okay. A good friend of mine was in it. I wish I had.
We usually do stuff that's, like, so old and so retro. But this I cannot get this show out of my mind. And the recording just became available on iTunes. Have you? You didn't see it, right?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Okay. No, it was
First Lady Suite.
Oh, First Lady Suite, the first one.
The companion piece that he wrote.
This was some of the best acting I have ever seen in a musical, hands down. It was. Listen to this cast. It was Barbara Walsh from Falsettos,
fantastic,
right? Alison Frazier stole the show. Alison Frazier was Betty Ford in one scene, and then the next scene she was Nancy Reagan, and she was brilliant. But the best performance, and I hope it shows up on YouTube, and if not, go down to the public library and see it. Mary Testa as Barbara Bush is like epic.
What?
Genius and epic. Did you see it, Chris? Chris is here. Chris Carl is here. Chris works for Tyler, and I've known Chris for like years now. So proud of you. Look at you growing up. Look at you. Oh my gosh.
God bless.
God bless. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The recording just became available. For people that don't know, it's four little one acts,
mm-hmm,
each act dealing with a different first lady in the last half of the 20th century.
Yeah.
So you meet Pat Nixon, and you meet Betty Ford, and you meet Nancy Reagan, and it's just crazy and wonderful and amazing. It's brilliant.
Now I'm kind of obsessed and interested.
Best acting you will ever see in a musical.
And the music, would you say, some people say, I'm a huge Michael John Lacusa fan. However, some people say the music's like, do, 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 do. There's your song. Would you say that it's melodic?
Would you?
What a loaded question.
I know.
Who cares? The acting is so good. And the styles are each so different with each act. But this Barbara Bush one, okay. What's so sad is it's Barbara Bush talking to the ghost of her first child that died. And not a lot of people realize that there was a daughter who passed away, and it's all about Barbara Bush talking to the ghost of the baby.
See, I find it really interesting because so many great shows, whenever you tell the plot, I think that is crazy and I'm not interested.
Right?
But I was like, do you want to see a rock legend, Adam Lambert, star as Joshua in The Ten Commandments? Everyone's like, no.
No.
And you're like, do you want to see Barbara Bush talk to her unborn baby? You're like, no, I'm not interested. Interested.
Oh my God.
The Olympics are on. But I'm like, I'm interested now. I do have a question for you, though.
Yes.
Okay, so you said it was the best acting you ever saw in a musical.
Yes.
Some would argue that this isn't a musical, but it was totally a musical. Did you see End of the Rainbow?
Yes. Oh, Tracy Bennett? Was that her name?
Tracy Bennett.
She's God.
Did you see Tracy Bennett in End of the Rainbow?
Yes.
And you still think that the acting at the public
see,
is
I thought it was that. I thought of it as a play with music. But if you're putting that into that category,
she's
that gets
saying,
really tough for me.
You're right. It wasn't nominated for Best Musical. It was nominated for Best Play. I'm guessing. I don't know that to be true. But it definitely was not a musical. But she sang the entire time, so I'm calling it a musical. And she was out of this world.
Well, and if that's the case, that's a whole different story.
But like, this is clearly like a musical.
There's Barbara not Bush one is... spoken dialogue. It's all singing
sung
the
through.
Whole time.
Yeah.
It's
entirely
like
sung
Rent
through.
And Hamilton had a baby in the 20th century.
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
I'd like to see
right.
that show,
Boom.
Too. Yeah.
Boom. God, you're good.
I try.
God, you should get into marketing.
Not interested. Not interested.
Too busy with the vlog.
Literally.
Come on. So, two episodes a week?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Crazy. Yeah.
So, that's amazing.
Who are some of your upcoming guests? Can you tell us?
I can tell you some of my upcoming guests. I kind of like am like embarrassed and need to like look at my planner.
No.
So, let's see who I have. Do you remember who I have?
Chris.
I'm also...
Get on it, Chris.
My life is super difficult, as you can tell. I drink margaritas all day, and I'm going to Portugal for like the month of September. So I have to work super far in advance. So not only am I putting out two episodes, but I'm also filming an extra episodes each week and editing them. And so I'm going a little crazy.
Totally.
But
are you are you a one man band? Like, is this pretty much all you?
Well, I now have an incredible team. So Chris is my producer and he does all of my marketing. It does all of my like exposure and all of that stuff for me that I was trying to do and it was impossible for me to do.
Yeah.
I have a director of photography now, Yasmin, who directs my episodes, who like plans all of that, sets up the camera, does all the shooting, does all the shots, make sure everything looks great so I don't have to deal with that. We hired our intern literally yesterday, so he's now doing all of my marketing, he's doing all of my cover photos, he's doing all of the stuff that takes me 8 hours a week to do.
Right. That's great.
God bless America. So now we are a team of four, but it used to be me for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's a team of four. Upcoming... Anne Harada's episode just aired on Monday.
Saw that, yeah.
Brandon Uranowitz, who was the American in Paris, in American in Paris.
Oh, I love him.
Is the following week. After that, I have Chris McCarroll
from
Les Mis, who has more fangirls than I thought physically possible, might I add. Followed by that, I have Frank DeLella from New York One coming.
Yeah.
Love Frank.
Who else do we have? Julie James from XM is coming tomorrow.
Awesome.
Who else do we have? Oh, Catherine Ricafort is coming. Oh. She's done like 57,000 Broadway shows in the chorus. So like, so those are some upcoming Fantastic. People that are on the docket. And then when I get back from Portugal in September, we're going to blow you out of the water with some top secret
Please
awesome things happening.
Do.
Ooh. We wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And your vlog is so wonderful.
Thank you.
And I know it means so much to everybody out
you guys.
There.
Check it out.
So once again.
Yeah, you can follow my Broadway journey all year long on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter at Tyler G. Mount. And be sure to check out the Tyler Mount vlog every Monday and Thursday at noon at TylerMountVlog.com.
Awesome.
Mm.
You're the best. Mm,
you're the best. I had so much fun. Can
I
we like
come
back?
Here.
Oh, yeah. Like, am I? Can I come home with y'all? Can we just, like,
they say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.